Welcome home, Kim, here at the Red Velvet Cake Studios. Welcome home, man. Good
Thank
to see you
sir.
Back.
Good to see you. Good
yeah.
to see you.
Yeah. Yeah. Kim is in the cake because the Forever Charlie tour with Joe and Kim plays at the Verizon Theater tonight. This is the second leg of the Forever Charlie tour. How many dates were on the first leg?
28.
And how many dates are scheduled for the second leg?
16.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nice.
And then I remember the Carolinas when you had to go back because of the weather and double up on some dates. And
yeah. It's been incredible, man. It's been incredible, you know.
People are loving this tour.
Yeah.
I'm getting all kinds of compliments every weekend. I'm going to see Uncle Charlie, Kim, and Joe. I saw it last weekend and
what a trifecta.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're really making a statement for R&B music, you know.
Yes, you are.
Because we're playing in arenas, you know. And
that's huge.
For artists of our caliber, man. And it's really, really making a statement, letting people know that black music is a very serious thing.
Yeah.
You know?
How did it come together, Kim? Whose idea was it? Charlie? Yeah.
You know what, Charlie and I, we've done a lot of shows together over the years, and we've always talked about going out together. He's always talked to me about wanting to do this, and this was the first opportunity where, you know, the stars aligned, you know, and you know, he had a project coming out. My project, Promise to Love, was released in the summer, so it was perfect timing. And, you know, I'm really glad that we did it. It was the number one tour in Billboard in the winter, man. I mean, you know.
Yeah, number one, huh?
You know, yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. And then there's Joe. Now, who opens?
Joe opens to show up, yeah.
And you know, then Kim.
And then me and then
and
Charlie.
And then you put the heat on Charlie. I got it. And Charlie takes that challenge. Charlie takes that challenge every night.
You know, the one thing that I say about this show is that you walk away and you're full. You know, Joe is a balladeer, R&B staple.
Yeah.
You know, we come and do what we do, and then Charlie closes out from the beginning to the end. You are entertained, you know, and everybody's singing. You know,
everybody, and then Charlie is singing and dancing,
right?
You know what I mean, right? You know, so
and looking younger than both of you,
and sounding younger than both of us, you know, which is.
So do you sometimes try to peek into his dressing room and see what some
of see what's going on?
Is going on to have Charlie come out?
What is
look.
He on?
Oh, so I'm trying to snatch one of those jackets that light up. Let me get me one of those jackets.
And
he'll
the
just
hat.
Replace it with another one. He'll just replace it.
Yeah,
with
we call him. We call him Charlie Rachi now.
Charlie Rachi.
Because all those light up jackets like Liberace.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call him Charlie Rachi.
Yeah. We have a lot of fun, man. A lot of respect for each other, man. A lot of love on the road, and I'm really grateful to be a part of it. Yeah.
How's the voices holding up? Because when you have balladeers like R&B singers like the three of you. I know this for a fact. You go out there and you try to outsing the other guy every night. And I once did an old school tour, and by the third night of a week, Eddie LaVert had no voice.
Right. Yeah.
Dennis,
I can imagine.
Edwards had no voice.
Yeah.
And they were just out singing each other. Do you find the same thing happening to you?
Do you
all
put the heat on each other?
You know, I don't see it as putting the heat on each other. I just try to do, you know, I just try to do what I do, you know, and,
so that means, yeah, they
and I would never say that out loud.
And then when you go backstage, you pass Charlie's door. You next. You know,
did you hear that?
You hear that?
Yeah. You know, you definitely have to pace yourself though. Yeah. Definitely have to pace yourself.
Yeah.
Man, 'cause we're doing, you know. Four nights on and three nights off. Yeah.
Kim, do you find it? Oh, I'm sorry, baby. Do you find it difficult as far as an arena versus a theater? I remember seeing you in those intimate rooms.
My preference is to play the intimate room. That's my preference. But we build the show out to play anywhere, you know.
Ah.
And we've designed a show specifically for the larger venue. So we're having fun.
Have you all had?
Ain't nobody booing and we getting paid, so it's good.
It's all good. You had any crazy experiences on the road?
Not yet, but I'm hopeful. Not yet.
Oh, good for but you.
But
yeah, you
know, well, there I've was seen... one show. There was a show in New York, and and this is not, and you know, I love my New York fans, man. And we, you know, we had left Detroit. We were in Detroit, and the buses went to New York, and I live in Detroit, so I didn't leave with the buses. I stayed in Detroit. I'll just fly into the city, you know, on the date. And that was the day that plane slid off the runway in LaGuardia, and I could not get out of Detroit to get to that show. And it was the first time in my career that I missed a show. That's probably, you know, I was heartbroken, you know, still am, you know, and we have to, we're making arrangements to go back to New York and
New York was ready to riot, New York weren't they?
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Look, they had Brother Roasting over the coals, man.
We don't care about nothing. You weren't here. We get mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wardrobe.
Love you.
Who's out dressing who? Because
you know,
your
look,
stuff is tight.
Wait a minute, look, yeah, you know, wait a minute
tight.
Now, hold on.
Two tabs tight, man.
Yeah.
You know, everybody coming. We putting heat on each other in that regard for sure.
Joseph, he's a sharp dresser now.
Sharp dresser. You know, he have the chain on, man, and the vest and the, you know.
And you come out there with the two tight suits.
You know, tight suits. They tight, high and tight, baby. Look.
High and tight, baby.
Play with me, man. Everybody can't rock it like I rock it.
Oh,
no,
man.
Plus, it's spring now. You're coming with the pastels?
Yeah, we got some pastels.
He's from Detroit. Yeah.
Of course he comes with the pastels.
Gotta represent. Right? Yeah, yeah. Gotta represent.
And no socks, right?
You know, it depends on what I'm wearing. Depends on what
okay,
the look
okay,
is.
Yeah. Okay, depends okay.
On what he's wearing is. Socks this morning.
I got socks today.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Kim. My man.
He's smooth, man. He is so smooth, man.
Hey, girl.
Baby.
Baby. Good to have you back, man.
Thank you.
Are you working on anything while you're on the road? Are you?
Yeah, Christmas music. Any Christmas music?
We're working on a Christmas. Working on a new Christmas record.
That's about that time.
And after the break, we're gonna do a full set right here in the red. In the red velvet room.
That's right. You know how we do it.
I'm in the basement writing Christmas songs, all right?
But I was going to pick you a barbecue plate.
I don't want it.
It's the 4th of July, baby. Come on.
Thanks, Kim.
It's my pleasure, man.
We love you, man.
Thank you. Love you back.